This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. Vote counting continues in the U.S. presidential election a full 3 days after Election Day. We get more from AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani.
Like the rest of the nation, President Trump and Joe Biden are watching and waiting. The president stayed largely in the White House residence, as returns show Biden surpassing him in must-win Pennsylvania and Georgia. That puts Biden on the White House doorstep. The race is still too early to call, but Biden will address the nation in prime time tonight as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi celebrates.
Pretty soon the hyphen will be gone from vice president to president-elect. Joe Biden.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Friday that he had confidence in the U.S. election process after President Donald Trump made unsubstantiated claims of fraud following Tuesday's presidential vote. Johnson refused to speculate about what a Joe Biden presidency would mean for relations between Washington and London.
We're going to let them get on with their election. We're going to get on with allowing them to count their votes, as I'm sure we would want them to allow us to get on with our elections. That's how we do it in friendly democracies.
Johnson said, "If he were a voter in America, I don't think I'd want anybody in any other government commenting on my election." The U.S. job market showed a surprising burst of strength in October, with employers adding 638,000 jobs and the unemployment rate tumbling to 6.9%. However, the pace of hiring isn't robust enough to rapidly soak up the millions of Americans who were thrown out of work by the pandemic recession. For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News.